Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com.
I'm just starting now to come out of it after losing a very dear friend of mine at the World Trade Center and buried him Thursday. It just upset the heck out of me, but I'm coming back. I'm feeling good, so you just have to bear with me. And we'll get this here going, because you got a lot of nice speakers coming up after me. It's going to be a tremendous evening, and I thank all of you for being here during these times. Talking about old-time chiropractic, and I look back when I was getting up in chiropractic and a couple years ago. Bill was in school before me. The old-timers, right? You know, I look back. I was very fortunate in chiropractic to get the philosophy that I got because in school I had Reggie Gold for 4 years. I used to drive Reggie home from school and I'd listen to him and I'd go and sit in his house and have coffee with him and listen to him talk philosophy, argue with him. But you know what? One thing amazed me is that when you brought up a question to him and you argued with him, he would bring it around philosophically and always be right. And that opened my heart to being a straight philosophical chiropractor. And I think of being with another chiropractor by the name of Dr. Bill Bain, the Bain Clinic. There was four or five brothers, and at the time I went up there to visit them, they were all in a day. They worked Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturday from, 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they all saw between 350 to 400 patients per day each. They were doing 8 to 10,000 visits per week back then in the late 60s. And I remember my first day up there, I walk in and I introduce myself, and Bill comes out and he says, "Yeah, we're expecting you." He says, "But you got to do me a favor. You know how to take cervical x-rays?" I said, "Yeah, sure." He says, "We have a few people coming down, the new patients. Can you x-ray them for us?" I said, "Yeah, sure, I'd be glad to." He says, "Well, here they are now. The whole busload of people come down from Maine. 80 patients, new patients on a Saturday morning." Now that's volume. And this is what I've been involved with, chiropractic, all my life. And then as I got into practice, I started to meet people like Bob Tarantino and Tony DeMarco and a lot of the fellas from the Jersey area, because I am in New York, about a mile away from the border, I would hang out with most of the guys from Jersey, because we were the only ones that thought alike and philosophically, and we grew up with this. And I can remember Pat Heaney, when he graduated, Pat used to wear an outfit on, and Walter, they'd walk around with fatigues on, and it said, "Chiropractic without compromise," fatigue hat and everything. And these are the things we did, but we let people know what chiropractic was. We'd go to a gas station and we'd whip out a card and we'd get $2 worth of gas and we'd say, "Hey, we're a chiropractor." And we constantly told the story. You know, DD and BJ set something up for us many years ago that was pure, unadulterated, and clear. And the principle is the same now as it was back then in 1895. You see, we got to learn this philosophy for one reason, that we got to be respected, not tolerated. We have to be respected. See, the only problem with us right now with the philosophy is that it's just that it's missing in action. We're the best kept secret in the world because we're not getting out and doing what we have to do. I always tell this story, and I always like to tell it because it gives me oomph to want to keep doing it. And the story is about that historian, that medical historian, Dr. Marinus, up in Canada, where he said to a group of medical doctors, "You strip the chiropractor of his philosophy and you take away his uniqueness and probably his future." Take away philosophy from the chiropractor, you take away his uniqueness and his future. If the hospital up the corner from you right now started giving adjustments, what more do you have to offer? That's how vital and important this philosophy is. Right now, we're in the promised land, right now, right here, at New Beginnings. The fruit and honey is right here. It's not given in any other seminar that I know of, and I've been around a while. This is where the heart and soul of philosophy, science, and art of chiropractic is, right here. This should be packed. We should be telling our friends. You know, if we can't tell our friends and get them here, what are you going to do when you get in practice, when you want to get patients in? How are you going to ask for referrals? You got to do these things. That knowledge you have, get out there and open it up. But philosophy is here, right at New Beginnings. You know, I think of the geese, and the geese, you know, we know why the geese honk. They honk because they give energy to the people in front of them so they can go 71% further. What are you honking about? Are you telling the story? Are you honking the story? Are you giving energy to your community or to other chiropractors around you when someone slips? Are you honking the message? You know, we all have a verse, something to say. We all have something that we can offer this here entire universe, especially our patients and our community. What will your verse be? Will you say what has to be said, even though you get rejected? Will you get out there and tell the story from your heart? Will you dance the dance? You know, like a computer, garbage in, garbage out. What are you hooking on to? What are you reading? What are you hanging out with? What are you listening to? Your innate is full of the right stuff. It knows more than you'll ever know. All you have to do is trust it. Let it open up. And if you just focus on that, to know that innate flows from above down, inside out, constantly, 24 hours a day, things will happen in your life. You know, it's like the nine. Everybody know the story about the nine dots? You know, you have to draw with a pencil on the nine dots without lifting your pencil up. Draw four lines without lifting your pencil out. And there's no other way you can do it unless you go outside the nine dots. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of the fear of being rejected and tell the story. You've got to realize you are not an alternative to medicine. You're not in place of medicine. The green books tell us you're separate and distinct. A separate and distinct profession. Hands only. There's many sandboxes of chiropractic out there. You have to decide which one you want to be in. This is the one to be in. Right here. You won't get more chiropractic, more love, more service, and understanding, and sharing and giving than right here at New Beginnings. Dance the dance. Your dance. Don't have to be mine, but your dance. Create a ladder and put yourself on a top rung for chiropractic. Philosophy is so beautiful. I think of the story, and my wife is here tonight. She'll vouch for it. Baby David, born with a spinal bifida, his brain hanging outside his head. His aunt calls me up and tells me, can you go and adjust my nephew, let him die with dignity? They gave him 2 days to live. I said, sure, Cindy, I'll go down there and adjust him. And I went down and I adjusted him 3-4 times a week in the hospital. 2 weeks go by, 6 weeks go by, take him home, let him die home. And I just kept going down there 7 days a week now, adjusting this baby. 6 months, 8 months go by. The baby's still hanging on. And there was a nurse there. She had to clean the bandage. And as I'm adjusting the nurse, she says, doctor, what are you doing? I noticed. I said, I know you noticed something, but I wasn't going to get in with somebody who's materialistic and I'm vitalistic and explain it to her in 5 minutes. I just kept adjusting the little atlas on the right side of this baby. What was happening, each time I adjusted that baby, that brain was moving slower and slower and slower back into the kid's skull. That the kid now today is 7 years old, got a plate in his head, and he's around functional like a normal human being. He just has a little eyesight problem. But if I didn't have my philosophy, I would say, let him die in 2 days. But my philosophy gave me the faith and the strength to do what I needed to do. We all have miracles in our office, big miracles. But what about the small ones? What about little Mary gets her first adjustment because of the birth process, couldn't turn her head and couldn't suck? Because you gave it an adjustment, now it could turn his head and it could suck and get breastfed. What about little Johnny, who's not going to take a heart attack when he's 40 years old because you gave him one adjustment? What about Gary Benedetto, who's giving people maybe their first and last adjustments down there at New York City? The miracles he's performing in that body. You know, innate is always on the job. The birth process, the first subluxation. I lost a child to birth. They broke his neck when they delivered him. It's real and it's live, people. That first subluxation is always there. That's why we have a little knowledge and we have a responsibility to get out there and tell families and parents that, hey, your kids need to be in here. You see, subluxations don't cause pain. They're silent. How many times have you heard that? They cause diseases. When a disease appears, then the symptoms appear. Too many people going out and getting rid of the symptoms. What's left? The disease and the subluxation. Look, we've gone to many seminars. We've listened to many tapes, read many books, watched all the videos. We need to stop hearing that stuff. We need to start living it. And you can only live at one place, and that's right here. But the philosophy is strong, and it builds upon itself at these seminars. Each time I'm here, I never get amazed at how nobody speaks to one another, but they all say the same message. just comes out a different way. And that's your verse. You have a message, say it. Just make sure it's pure and unadulterated. The public knew what you knew. They do what you do, wouldn't they? We need to go the distance. We need to go the full distance, not halfway. You know, you can't dictate to nature. So stop trying. Lay your hands on a person, find a subluxation, locate it, correct it, and go to the next room. Stop sending out these mixed messages to people. See, most of you think you're going to live forever. If you didn't think that, you'd be out there telling the story right now because time is of the essence. Stop fooling around and kidding yourself. We got a big job to do. We're chosen for a bigger thing. Take a stand. Take a stand for something, something worthwhile. Get a mission. Communicate this message of chiropractic. It's so beautiful to the world, to the countries. We're in the healthcare business, not the sickness or disease care business. Talk health. And you know, don't be against anything. Just be for something. And that for something is chiropractic. It doesn't matter what people are doing. They're going to do what they do anyway. But as long as they're coming in for their adjustments and you can remove subluxations, innate will take over. They'll get the big idea. Structure determines function, no matter how you look at it. Anything you take from outside the body is already produced in the body if it's functioning properly. I mean, think of it. The brain produces endorphins, a natural pain reliever. The thyroid gland produces thyroxine, which makes all the other hormones in your body function. The pancreas produces insulin. The adrenal glands produce antibiotics and antihistamines and adrenaline. Another name for adrenaline is epinephrine. When the body's functioning properly, it breaks it down into norepinephrine, and you help high and low blood pressure. The liver produces gamma globin, which is used for childhood diseases. It produces a vast amount of antibiotics. Stop trying to change nature. Stop trying to make it and dictate to it. Lay your hands on somebody, remove the cause, and let innate do its job. It doesn't matter which organ is involved when you make a correction. People are not irresponsible because they're sick. They're sick because they're irresponsible. And we're only helping them by not getting the message out. We have one objective only in chiropractic. Locate, analyze, and correct the vertebral subluxation so that harmony can perform itself in this whole organism, not just in parts. Chiropractic is bigger than eight danger signals. You got to have a passion. And with this passion, when you build this passion up, your potential just rises so much. You have a dream. I have a dream. Make that dream a prayer to the universe. Send it out. Send that something out. See, this passion, it has fulfillment, it excitement, energy to you. Once you know where you're going, you wake up with it in the morning, you go to sleep with it at night. There's no getting away from it. I know what this passion does to me. It builds up intensity in me. I couldn't wait to get up here today. It inspires me, it uplifts me, it heightens me to do the things that I really want to do for my patients, my family, myself. Follow your passion. You were born with it. It's been there all the while, just waiting to express itself. Stop holding it back. Yeah, there's a little risk with this stuff. The only risk that I see, though, is getting out of your damn comfort zone and doing what you have to do. Decide to let passion in your life. Just slow down, take a deep breath, and open your heart up. Put your hand on your heart and feel it beat and open it up. You'll be enriched at what happens. Passion is a natural part of you. It's there waiting to be expressed. You've got to give it form, and only you can do that. Philosophy gives you enthusiasm, it gives you commitment, dedication, and a bigger vision of what can be done. Where there's no vision, the people perish. How many times you've heard that? What's your vision? Will you express it? Will you go the distance with it? Years ago, when I was just in chiropractic and I learned about this stuff that I'm saying tonight, I reaffirmed my allegiance to the principle. I vowed that innate would lead me in everything I do in my life. When this providence set in, I had a new vision. I committed myself to that vision. And when I committed myself to that vision, my purpose came so strong. And I disciplined myself through that purpose. And I persisted and I persevered. My intent was right where it should have been, and I focused on that intent to serve people. As I stayed on purpose, I realized one thing. This wisdom in my body just established itself more. My adherence to the principle got stronger. It gave me power. And I noticed that people started to come for a lifetime. They were bringing their children. They were referring people in. They were paying cash. And they were coming in for the right reasons. Dance your dance with me, please. Make your verse a prayer to the universe. She'll hear you. Let's honk the message of chiropractic in its pure fashion. I'm still excited about chiropractic. It's never changed. We need to hold on to this heritage that we have without diluting it or changing it. With knowledge comes responsibility. I ask of you, will you come on this crusade with me? Will you?
Yes.
I love you. Thank you.
Yes.